Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. All right. Do you remember this one, Jake? Jets owner Woody Johnson reportedly nicks Jerry Jeudy trade due to Madden rating. Also, allows teen sons to influence decision. So this was a while ago, all the way back to 2024, December. The New York Jets were eliminated from the playoffs a few weeks ago for the 14th straight season. They're 4-10. Again, this was last December. And never really had a chance this year. It's clear to blah, 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 blah. All right. Now, let me get back down to the part where they're talking about the trade. All right. Johnson reportedly nicks Jerry Jeudy trade due to Madden rating. One of the most eye-popping, head-scratching, brain-bending parts of the research that was done here is what he did last March when then GM Joe Douglas was about to make a trade for wide receiver Jerry Jeudy. Douglas reportedly had everything ready to go with Denver, the Denver Broncos, the team Jeudy played for in 2023. Only needed Johnson's approval to set things in motion and bring in a player who could have been an offensive weapon for then quarterback Aaron Rodgers. But instead of giving his approval, Johnson reportedly nixed the trade and the deal never happened. Why? Douglas told the Broncos that Johnson didn't want to make the trade because the owner felt Jeudy's player rating in the Madden NFL, the popular video game, wasn't high enough. I can't even read this. According to multiple league sources. Oh, there's more. You get the gist of it. Like, and I remember hearing something about this at the time. We didn't talk about it at the time because okay. What is your I'm having a hard time just take. I know it happened. I know it's a serious deal. I know the trade was nixed because of this. I just can't take it serious. What's your reaction to something like this, Jake?
Well, it's just amazing. I mean, obviously, it not surprised the Jets, I guess, of all
yeah.
teams.
But that's a fair point.
But I can just imagine if it was like, all right, you know, like turning on the Xbox. We need one last thing. Let me go turn my Xbox on, see what he's rated instead of looking at tape. Or I mean, you just got to be better than that at the top. So that's crazy. And it also makes me think, though, like, I always thought this, you know, because people work really hard to get to athletic department, you know, to be an AD or to be a GM and all that sort of stuff. But sometimes I think, sometimes you overthink it even as well. If that's the way that people, I mean, I think there could be a lot of pretty good GMs out there based on Madden ratings.
Oh, man. All right. That was fun. Well, speaking of video games, I'm sure you heard they're bringing back the college basketball video game. Are you excited about that?
Oh, absolutely. Now, I have to admit, again, I'm not necessarily a gamer, but when I do game, it's usually sports games. And man, did that game fall off. Did you play the latest college basketball games EA Sports put out? This would have been like 2010, back when you're right after college or whatever, but I
really didn't.
They really fell off. I mean, 2K took over. And so I don't know the new system. I like the old games anyway, but the new system, they're not releasing it until 2028, but it better be significantly better than the last product they put out.
Yeah, I was really into the college football video game. And that was kind of really the only, there's also rumors there's going to be an NCAA baseball game coming out, but and I think we're going to see a lot more of things like this because they need more ways to generate revenue and make money and pay the players, as we've discussed in the past. But I was so into the college football video game. So I wasn't allowed to play video games growing up. My dad just didn't think they were a good idea. And so when I got to college, man, that was something I got. I could do whatever the heck I want to do, you know? And so that was one of the things that I really enjoyed doing. Now I just don't have time to do it hardly ever at all, but it's interesting because you look at the video game rankings, and we're going to move on from this in a second, but Alabama, as I mentioned, actually has the highest, like they're, according to EA Sports, the best team in the country, all right, according to the overall team rankings. They were an 89, Texas is an 88, and like I said, there's like 15 other schools clumped in there between an 85 and an 89. But you look at Alabama beyond the video game rankings, how people across the country have their position groups rated, as well as I just looked at Texas's. Their quarterback group is number 9, which is interesting because they're going to be, there's so many teams starting a first year starting quarterback this year. All right. Jalen Milroe could be the ultimate hot and cold quarterback I've ever seen in my life. You think back to that LSU game. You think back to the first half versus Georgia. You think back to certain games last year, and he just looked like the best player in America in a college football uniform. You think to other games, whether it be the Michigan game, whether it be some of the other games where he really, really struggled and had a hard time. There was rumors that guys basically went to Kalen DeBoer, the head coach there, and said, if he's our starting quarterback next year, skill guys, they're going to transfer. Like, that's how frustrated some of the players were. Coming into this year, and again, Kalen DeBoer has been, Paul Feinbaum kind of went off the other day in a positive manner about, like, this is a Nick Saban type recruiting class that he's putting together. They've been recruiting really well. So obviously they're going to be stacked, but their quarterback room with a first year starter is rated as the 9th best quarterback room in America. Their wide receivers tight end group is number 5 in America. Their offensive line, we discussed this last week, the number 1 offensive line group in America is what they're projected anyways. Defensive line number 2. Man, sign me up to watch those one-on-one pass rush battles in practice, by the way. The linebacker group is number 8 in the country, and the defensive back group is number 2. So when you look on the defensive side of the ball, they got number 2, number 8, number 2, as far as preseason rooms and how people view them across the country. I came across this, kind of shifting back into the basketball swing of things just a little bit. And I was curious your thoughts on who your starting all-time starting 5 team might be. Let me get to, because I saw Steph Curry had a team that people talked about. All right, and here's Steph Curry's all-time starting 5 team. Point guard, Magic Johnson. Shooting guard, Michael Jordan. Small forward, Kobe Bryant, which I think is a little bit of a cheat right there. He was a shooting guard more than anything. Tim Duncan, power forward. Shaquille O'Neal at center. So that was Steph Curry's. All right, Ray Allen's all-time starting 5 team. Point guard, Magic Johnson. Shooting guard, Michael Jordan. Small forward, Larry Bird. This is a little bit of a cheat. The power forward, Shaq. And at center, Hakeem Olajuwon. Mm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Now, all these guys are obviously great. When I say cheat, kind of like getting Kobe on the court on not really his position, you could kind of say the same thing with Shaq a little bit if you want. Although Tim Duncan was a center in college, and now he's known as the greatest power forward in the history of the NBA. He switched to power forward because he was playing next to David Robinson, the Admiral, when he first got to San Antonio. So I guess you can kind of do what you want with this. What's your reaction to their starting? And there's other guys starting fives that haven't here, but we'll cap it at that. What's your reaction, and who would your all-time NBA great starting 5 team be?
Yeah, it's always fun to do these because you have to go kind of through different eras and what type of game you want to go through. Because if you can put Shaq at the 4, like, that's really dominant. I mean, unstoppable in 90s play, but that team is going to get spread out, you know, in the current
that's
NBA.
A great point. That's a great point.
Just kind of depends on what you're looking for there.
So let me clarify. So you're putting together a team to that's like the greatest team that can take on any style of team that anybody else could put together. So you got to be able to defend down low. You got to be able to defend if you get spread out, like Golden State Warrior style, to shoot the 3. So that's your team you're putting together. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I mean, I I'd adjust it a little bit. And Tim Duncan's another just a whole other deal because he was always listed at power forward, but after David Robinson left, though he was still listed at power forward, he essentially played center.
Yeah,
so it's just kind of interesting to go through all that. But if I had to do it, I like Magic. I like Magic at point guard. Although Steph himself makes a pretty good argument in the modern day age. Shooting guard, I think you go with Michael Jordan. For the versatility, I might put, I would cheat a little bit, get Kobe slid in there at small forward as two, and then put LeBron at power forward, and then probably Ooh. Shaq at center.
Ooh. So you're moving players all over the place.
Well, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it, right?
So that's your best five that you would put together, you can possibly think of to put together.
Yeah, I mean, you have good arguments for a lot of other players, Wilt Chamberlain, guys like that to get in. But I think Shaq was the most dominant player for a period of time in history.
So I don't think – I think it's going to be pretty much unanimous who the shooting guard and the point guard is. Magic, point guard, Jordan, shooting guard. I think the fun gets when you get to the 3, 4, and 5. I think the 3 is the most interesting one. Like, if you just ask me who's the greatest, and I know you made a great point about Tim Duncan, who's the greatest power forward of all time, I'm going to say Tim Duncan. Mm-hmm. If you ask me who are the top 10 greatest players of all time, depending on who you talk to, Tim Duncan may or may not be in the top 10. Top 15, oh, it got to be in the top 15. You know, you go top 5, there's a lot of people who wouldn't include him in the top 5. But you got to include positions in this. So then it becomes, do you move Shaq over? Do you bring in a Wilt Chamberlain? What if you had Bill Russell and Wilt Chamberlain on the court together? Could you freaking imagine that? But then what if you get spread out? So I think the small forward is the most intriguing one. To me, for small forward, dude, I love Kobe and Mamba mentality. I do. I'm going to stick a little bit more to the positions themselves. And so for me, it comes down to between LeBron and Larry Bird. I think LeBron is not the GOAT, just a great player, just not the GOAT, just going to throw that out there. But I do think he's the most versatile player of all time. I think Magic is underrated. I mean, that dude started at point guard, center to forward throughout his career. I think people forget, because he didn't have to move as much, how versatile he was. I'm going to go with LeBron just because he can legit do any and everything that you need. And this is not me trying to take a shot. This is me evaluating the team that I'm putting together. He would have no problem stepping back and letting Jordan take the game-winning shot. Magic can disperse and get the ball to everybody, unselfish. LeBron can guard anybody. He's not going to be the guy that has to take over, so the team dynamics are going to be good because that guy's going to be Jordan. And so I would put LeBron there just because of his versatility. He can legit do anything you need, and he's not going to be that guy that has to take over on a team full of guys who are used to taking over. You go down low. Oh, I saw this quote from Dennis Rodman. I love Dennis Rodman. And I quote, "You know who could lock up LeBron? Me, Mike, and Scotty could. F yeah. I would have locked his A up. LeBron is easy to play. He's easy to play. He don't have any moves." End quote. That's Dennis Rodman for you. With a little bit of bleepage out there. But I'm going to go to center. At center for me, Shaq is great. Hakeem is great. A lot of these guys are great. I mean, we're splitting hairs and then splitting the hairs again and again and again. For me, I would either go Bill Russell or Wilt Chamberlain. Wilt Chamberlain, video game numbers. Bill Russell, to me, when he went head-to-head against Wilt, was actually better. So I'd probably go Bill Russell. Yeah. You come down to that power forward again, I'm going to stick to the position, and I'm going to go with Tim Duncan. Now, if you ask me who the best five are, it's a different equation, but I would go Magic at point, Jordan at shooting guard, LeBron at small forward, Tim Duncan at power forward. Again, another guy who's going to be unselfish. Like, this is a team I think that would work well together. And then you got Bill Russell. And maybe he's the greatest center of all time. Maybe he's not. What I know is he was a part of a lot of great Celtics teams, but he knows how to win championships. And the big thing that sticks out to me is when he went head-to-head against Wilt Chamberlain, he won that battle. So he will make the big time plays and may have his best games in the big time moments. So to me, that matters. So I don't know. Final thoughts before we go to break.
Well, it's fun to do that because you do, especially if you, and almost everybody will, like you said, there's a couple names that are just going to be in there. Michael Jordan for most, LeBron for most, and Magic in there. And with Magic and LeBron, you can almost throw out the, well, what generation are we talking about? type of deal because they're such positionless players. They can play in any five spots, really, if you needed them to.
Yep. I completely agree. Is there anything off the text line so far?
5284 says Larry Legend over LeBum all day. Kip says LeBron can play all five and guard all five. No one else on the list can.
Yep.
0283 says Wilt. And Timmy V throws in his starting five. Says Iverson, Jordan, Vince Carter, Duncan, and Mutombo. He likes some defense.
Say those all again.
Iverson, Jordan, Vince Carter, Duncan, and Mutombo. Like I said, he likes defense and he likes the 90s.
I was about to say that's a unique list there.
Yeah.
Was Vince Carter, was he a small forward? Why did I think he was a shooting guard? And again, we can move guys around if we want. Yeah. So
I think he's more of a small forward, but
he probably was. Yeah. I just, every time I think of him, it's the elbow hanging in the rim from that slam dunk competition years ago. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.